ghosts.
Hello, Ghostbusters.
They're real.
You do? You have?
I see dead people walking around like regular people.
I don't see anything. Are you sure they're there?
Phoenix has a deep, interesting history, and that includes some more spooky stories. Ghosts, mostly nice, still roam the halls of some of our most well-known locations, and leading up to Halloween, the show visited three of them. It's a popular destination in Tempe for people who want to get a beer or something to eat, but it's also apparently a popular destination for spirits.
My name is Carter Nacky. I'm an event assistant here at Four Peaks and also the haunted tour guide.
And Nacky says there's a lot to cover on that tour. He says somebody hears or sees something odd multiple times a week, mostly in the back of the brewery. That means most of the people getting creeped out are employees rather than customers. Nacky says some of the hauntings relate to the building's history. An 1898 train crash that killed two men behind where the brewery is now, for example. Brewers say they can sometimes hear a train rumbling and screaming at the time of day the accident happened. Four Peaks Tempe building originally served as a creamery and dates to the late 1800s. I met up with Nacky recently, during the day, to talk more about this. We spoke in the old barrel room, which, as you'll hear, is very echoey due to its high ceilings and concrete and brick floors. Yeah, not creepy at all. I started our conversation by asking what proof he has that the brewery is, in fact, haunted.
We have all sorts of stories dating back from our founders to current and former employees, plus some historical societies that we've worked with here in Arizona that basically document horrible things that have happened, and then to seeing spirits or other entities walking around in every single room of our brewery.
So are these like friendly ghosts? Are they ones who are looking for a drink? Like who is it that's haunting this place?
Well, we think they're friendly for the most part. Actually, after one of our founders had a run-in, they held a seance back in about 1995. And they asked the good ghosts or the bad ghosts to turn into good ghosts. I think it primarily worked. There are a couple ghosts back in one of the older rooms that they seem a little more malevolent, maybe. I don't want to say malevolent. That's probably not the right word. Maybe a little more hostile. I don't know. Just creepier. They're a little more creepier. They're a little more physical with stuff, so that you hear a lot more sounds, and things will be moved around and stuff in those rooms compared to the other ones where you just kind of tend to see something walking by.
Now, we should point out, this is a very old building in which you're housed here. You're convinced that this isn't just old buildings settling, creaky pipes, maybe a roof that needs a little bit of a look at or anything like that. You're convinced it's haunted?
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely convinced. I mean, the building is old. It's built in 1892, and it's pretty much all original. But there are things that, having been back in the dark, like the other rooms at night, like I'm always about debunking things, thinking that, oh, yeah, you know, I can figure out what that sound is. There are sounds that I cannot figure out where they're coming from. And it's a little eerie. Like, we'll hear someone, like, for example, we were setting up for our haunted tours. We had a door open in a back room just to get some airflow in there because it was hot. And it sounded like somebody was working on that door, but we could clearly see that there was nobody on either side of it because it was standing wide open.
So you yourself have had experiences. You've come into contact with the haunters?
I've really only heard the sounds. I haven't seen anything yet, thankfully, because I'm back in the back by myself a lot at night, and I don't like that, but pretty much every employee here has a story. They'll say they've seen something or heard something, and it's very common, especially like when new people come in. They'll see a shadow moving, and they'll ask when they come out, like, wait, is this place actually haunted? And everyone on the staff goes, oh, yeah.
Have your customers said anything about having seen spirits also or heard anything?
Yeah, we've had three people who have told me they thought they saw a shadow moving, and then everyone has pretty much said they've heard some sort of sound. We hear tool sounds a lot, so it sounds like there's people basically like hammering a nail into some of our walls, but we don't make people work at 11:30 at night unless you're serving tables or bartending. We're not mean here. And our customers have told us that, and we've had about, I'd say, maybe 5 to 8 people on our tours say, yeah, no, I heard somebody working back there, and they're like asking who is back there. I'm like, it's just us.
Does that freak people out?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, we had our very first tour that we did. We told a couple different stories, and coming into the back, one lady had heard all she needed to hear, and she just immediately walked right back up to the bar, and she was done. That was it. She had her fun, came what she needed to hear, I guess, and took off.
You kind of referenced this earlier, but I'm interested in the amount of research that you have done about not just this building, but the area around it to try to maybe try to figure out what's going on.
Yeah, we met with the Tempe Historical Society. They were incredibly helpful because the Creamery building was really, really, really important back, especially when like the 1910s, 1920s, it was like the center of activity here in Tempe. And I'd say we put in probably close to about 100 hours of research into this, because we wanted to make sure that A, the stories we're telling are true, and then also the fact that we're hoping to do a lot more historical stuff just and have it out for our guests to come see when they come in to dine or drink here.
Naki says the building's history is the basis for one of the most popular haunted stories on the tour. It deals with a cooler in one of the brewery's back rooms.
So we trenched out some lines from that room to the bar, and our founder, or one of our founders, Andy Ingram, was standing next to the cooler one night, and all of a sudden, like, this old man was standing next to him. And that would be creepy enough, but because the Creamery was such like a hub of activity in Tempe, it wasn't unusual for people to be coming by and, you know, just seeing what our plans are for the building, or to tell us their relatives or themselves worked here. So we were kind of used to it at this point. So the old man asks Andy, and he says, oh, so, you know, what are you guys doing? Okay, we're turning it into a brewery. And he says, that's neat. And he looked at our cooler, and he said, I almost died right there. And so the old man told him that where our Grundy cooler sits now is where they made the cottage cheese. And he was in there one day cleaning the tank, and all of a sudden the mixer turned on. And, like, he had shown Andy the scars on his arm where he got cut. And he was like, yeah, the mixer turned on. I got cut by it, I dove on the floor, and I laid on the ground for hours, screaming and bleeding, begging someone to turn the mixer off, because whipping just inches above my face. So Andy's kind of like in shock, and turns and looks at the Grundy cooler, and he looks back, and the guy's gone. We're like, okay, that's weird. And Andy, being a smart business guy, was like, I'm not gonna tell any of my business partners this, because I don't think they're crazy as we're getting ready to open our new business. And Jim Scussell, another founder, brings in a newspaper a couple days later, and he's very excited about it. And he's like, you guys got to check this out. It's really neat. And as Andy's looking at it, he goes, that's the guy I met the other day. And all the other founders are like, what are you talking about? He goes, no, I met this man. And they're looking at it, and it's all about the paper was about the Creamery getting a new manager named Victor Vogel. But the paper was a little older than it should have been, and Victor Vogel was a little older than he should have been in the photo. We ended up figuring out he died sometime in the 1970s, and Andy talked to him in 1995.
Naki acknowledges all of this is pretty creepy and that he doesn't love being in the back by himself at night. And while I didn't get to meet any of the building spirits, Naki did have kind of a close call while we were talking.
I think, again, that's just because, okay, that was just someone opening a door. I didn't realize there was someone back there. I'm paranoid about that room. But no, we do see things and hear things pretty much around the clock here. So that's what kind of makes it a little more interesting than your standard, oh, it only happens at 2 or 3 a.m. when there's absolutely nobody here.
Naki says the good news is that so far at least nobody's been hurt by any of Four Peaks' hauntings. Tomorrow we'll continue our tour of Phoenix Haunts with a visit to Phoenix Theater.